Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Oh, God,
sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord.
Sing to the Lord.
Okay. I'm going to try to figure this out now. Brother Joe is going to be recording this, so I'm good there. Oh, yeah, I got to check my emails and so on. Let's pray first, though, for the people that are just showing up. And, Matthew, I could probably give you a call when I drop the mic and someone else gets on, but, or I could do it after church. It doesn't matter. Because it's really, it can be confusing with this new text chat. Anyway, please bow your hearts, everyone, if you're on your knees. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for blessing us again. Here we are 30 days later, and we have another testimony service. Every month you bless us, and thank you for continuing to bless us. Thank you for blessing us with your presence, blessing us as you did the last 30 days or 30 years for some of the new folks that are coming in here and they're going to share. Thank you so much. And please bless everyone on our prayer list, everyone that's listening online or even offline, so that this testimony service not only glorifies you, it brings them in. And we offer this prayer and praise and all these praises in the name of your Son, our Savior, and our King for all of eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. So everybody heard everything good. You could hear the music and all that on WTPR, and you can hear the music and all that on the YouTube stream, right? And I know we got like a 10 or 15 second lag here, so I got to wait on the answers there. So, amen. So the amens are still coming in. Yes, yes. Okay, so the audio was good, Todd says. And Sister Marilyn says, music was a bit bumpy. Well, yeah, there's nothing I could do about that. I mean, it depends on, I think, I don't know what Dwayne's speed is. That's why we can't do the, we were going to do like we did last night where we had the old chat room open. Dwayne was in both rooms. And then so that whatever audio went through his system would come through to the old chat room. And then it got really bumpy when it got to WTBR. So it works much better this way, a lot less bandwidth strain. Anyway, the only one I'm concerned about is Brother Andre. I never really got an answer from him because it was so choppy. If his speed, and don't check your speed now, brother, because that may have caused the problem, you know, yanking all that bandwidth last night. But I don't know if you said it was 102 for the download or if it was 1.02. Because DSL, you can't get DSL at 100 meg up and down or down, not that I know of. So it might, because DSL is usually three or four, if that. So it depends on the person's connection. Can't DM. Okay, so why does it keep? So the only thing I don't like about the way this text chat is working for the panelists is, let me just put a test in there. Whenever one of you guys, so you got to find a locked room when the study, way too much chatting. Yeah, I know. The text chat, we got to find a way, because we have moderators in the text chat. I think one of them's Mel, and Sean is a moderator, I think. Fran is, but that's just so I can get in and do the things I got to do. But we got to find a way to lock the text chat down. Well, let's see. Try to do that with YouTube, though. You know, YouTube is just as bad. Our old chat room allowed us, by the way, to, like, suspend the chat room. This is why a lot of people like to go to YouTube, 62 families on the radio. But that's why a lot of people would prefer WTPR, because they don't have to go into the chat room, you know. And or even when I make the new chat room page, which is probably going to be the remnagod.org/meeting.htm, that's probably going to be WTPR and chat room page. Or maybe I'll keep the old, I think I'll keep the old WTPR page because it's got those links for reading along when we do the Friday nights. So, or Sabbath day, because the notes are there too. You click that and you can put the notes. It says moderator, but not the moderator thing next to my name. Yeah, as long as it works. I don't know why. See, this chat text is very extensive. It has way too many features, so it's confusing to work this text chat. But that's part of my praise, though. First I want to praise the Lord for those of you that helped out Brother Don out there in the Philippines. I always want to call him Don Don because that's how everybody calls him out there. But we'd be out here in the States. We just call him Don. I don't even know if his first name really is Don. I'd have to ask Sister Novi. But yeah, I praise the Lord for what he's doing. He's like he even wanted to print the books, but we're not set up for printing the books in the Philippines. The books are being printed, and things are going very well there. We're waiting on our printer to give us their physical address so that we can send them an actual copy with the ring binding that we got, because we bought a couple of machines that will put that ring in there automatically. It's really neat if you watch the video. It's like, wow, that quick. And so, we got a bunch of books printed up, ready to go out into the mail. Many have already gone out into the mail, but now we want to start mass mailing. And the people that do my newsletter, I praise the Lord that they can do this for us for a fee, obviously. And so we're going to be sending out hundreds of books. Well, minimum order is 200. So I'm thinking that could be per month. It could be per order. We do two or three orders a week. You know, we can get thousands of these books out per month. It depends on the cost, okay? And it's just to get the people introduced into the present truth. And then on the back of the book, we say, if you want to read the entire book, which is Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 4, we just sent them only the section that talks about what's happening now. And we didn't change anything. It's all a photocopied Spirit of Prophecy book that is totally unedited, you know, like at vbates.com, because you can't even claim that those books are bogus because they were photographed from the original books that are over 100 years old that are falling apart because they're so old. That's how vbates puts the books out. Those are all photocopies. That's why you'll see notes inside the book, underlining some areas, because people use those books like they use their Bibles. They went and they studied them because, you know, Ellen White is who she is, right? And so I want to praise the Lord that that's going on. But first and foremost, I should have started with, I praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it and the peace. And speaking about peace, in today's world, that alone should move people to repent. I mean, it clearly says in Isaiah 57:21, there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Because they can't claim that promise, right? So, yeah, we should pray for our president. As a matter of fact, I prayed for him last night. Well, I pray for the presidents all the time, even Obama, you know, back when he was president, because keep him safe, but keep that hedge of angels around him so that he doesn't do things he shouldn't be doing. But, you know, it's the end times. The Lord's going to allow them to do certain things because it was prophesied. So he's going to use the wicked as well as the just. And, yeah, but I definitely was praying about Trump last night, specifically about his health. But I don't know. I think it's more theater. You know, I think it's part of that October surprise thing to where he's not actually sick. He's just getting ready to do something that's, you know, was promised to be done in regards to that swamp. So we'll see. You know, it doesn't matter. Whatever happens is already seen by our Father anyway. But, yeah, love your enemy. Amen. And so, but I also want to praise the Lord for our last testimony Sabbath. That was one of the best Sabbaths ever. I mean, we broke our record wherein we had so many testimonies of God's hand moving that we actually went past 4 p.m. Usually it was around 3, quarter to 3, sometimes 5 after 3. Because we started at 1:30, okay? And we went past 4 o'clock Eastern time. Oh, that was awesome. And then Brother Andre shared for an hour, and then Brother Sean did the 5 p.m., and then directly after that, the women of the church picked up the mic as Sister Katie led as the Lord moved her. And, oh, man, we had blessings from the Lord and his word all day long, even onto the end of Sabbath. And I'm on the east side of the nation. And so even after the sun went down, they were still going. Because they're, you know, I'm on Eastern time and they're not. So praise the Lord, that was awesome. And I also want, and I was chomping at the bit. I wanted to share this so many times, but Mary Beth, you know, vbates.com, she contacted me Friday, last Friday, September. No, that would have been two Fridays. It was September 18th. You do the math. But she let me know that the Redemption series is back in stock. So there are, you know, and she says within the next couple, 3 days, she'll have them, like where it says out of stock on the website, it'll all be back in stock. There won't be saying out of stock. So praise the Lord for that. But I praise you, my brothers. I praise the Lord for you, my brothers and sisters that helped out, because we send her money every month, love offerings and stuff. Some people may tithe, because it does say in Spirit of Prophecy that you can tithe to publishing associations. And Sister White even says you can tithe whether they're men or women. So. But the thing is, it's not just 100% publishing association there, because she does have a. People are lying out there and saying I send tithes to her. I never did, ever once. I said you can tie to a publishing association, but that was before I knew that there was also a second business there. But that doesn't matter, because law of offerings is what's getting this done anyway. Because again, I've never tithed to her. I've always sent love offerings. And I can prove it, but I don't have to. My father knows. But she not only said that all the Redemption series are back in stock, the Testimonies to Ministers books are all being printed right now as we speak. So that's already started. And that's all 33, you know, and she's going to have the one with the 1 to 11. That's the one that kind of slowed things down, because that's 11 different books in one book. All first 11, you know, so praise the Lord. What do you mean no sound? Are we, no sound? Did somebody mute? No, nobody muted. Can you hear me now? Test. I can hear I'm echoing. Yeah, you can hear baby Garen. Oh, it's back? All right, so maybe it was you guys. Please don't scare me like that. Because this server that we have for the audio, well, actually it's for audio, video, and text, but the text is glitchy, so I'm not using it until they fix it. And when they do, then we'll have 100 users in there. We only got 20 in there now. It has audio and video, but we only use audio. So, but it's a physical server, and I praise the Lord for that too, because that's answered prayer. We finally have a way to get past December 31st. And so... but again, getting back to the Testimonies to Ministers are at the printers now, the original files, and they're all being printed. And so keep promoting vbates.com, because it's definitely, they're the only ones out there with the original books. And the fact that people are slandering Vern after his death and he cannot expose their lies proves these books anger Satan in a big way, because the people that don't study their Bibles and let other people write their sermons, yeah, they're upset at these books. They will only use the edited books because that's their comfort zone. It's just like with Hollywood or any of the other strange things in the world. Wherever their comfort zone is, that's where they're going to be. And so the Bible's going to upset them, and the original writings are going to upset them. And so they'll get an NIV, and then they'll get edited SOP. So, now, there's one more thing here. Is the SOP books that were printed well over a century ago about the prophecies that speak of today, and in an uncanny way, they are now in the hands of those who are going to be handing them out or mailing them out all over the USA. So that's part of, well, I already started with that. And I also praise the Lord that all we did was pray and ask the Lord to bless us with this work to do for him. And he not only answered our prayers, he gave us the means to do this work. Without ever one time has any of you ever asked me or anybody else in the Seventh-day Remnant Church, okay, not the ones that have left, has any of you ever heard me ever ask for a donation? Even during this time when we were getting the books out, not one time did you. Not one time. We never, ever asked for donations. We only asked the Father, and he gave us this work and the means to do it. And so that's why we were able to buy that equipment to do the things we did. I also want to praise the Lord that after the hurricane died down, I texted Brother Dwayne to see if he was okay, and he sent this. I don't know if he knew I was going to say this, but this is in my text, I think he sent this to me. All is great, such a great praise to the Lord. I have never in my life seen three hurricanes coming straight for me turn away the way these did. Wow, is all I can say. He sure does protect his own. You can put this down for the next praise Sabbath. Oh, okay, so he did tell say it was okay. All right, well, I got a couple of more praises. Is anybody got their hand up? Now, the only places you're going to see hands going up are going to be in the new server. And so I'm going to need to see a hand up if somebody's going to start talking. So I'm going to bring out the, okay, so. All right, now I can see if I unmuted. Okay, I think I unmuted everybody. Why is it doing that now? Okay, it works. All right, so does anybody else have any praises? Brother Samuel sent me one, and I apologize, Samuel. I thought you were in South Africa. He's actually in England or the UK, in that area. And I need to take a look at this. Look at the lines. It's very choppy. Okay, so Andre is... okay, so it was your internet then. Okay, so you got choppy internet. So I guess we're not going to hear from Andre this week. All right, so is anybody else going to step up? Let me check my email, see if anybody else has emailed me a praise. Let me just get this out of the way here. I'll put that over here. That way I can see if anybody's going to put their hand up. Fran, do you have any praises? No, nobody sent you yet. All right, let me check my email. I got a few to share, but I was just figuring I'm going to take a break so that others can do it. Let's see. Plus, not a lot of. Oh, Sister Kara sent one. Oh, Mindy's got one. Well, tell her to put her hand up. I want to make sure the hand up because that way I can tell. Yeah, how do you put your hand up in this thing? This is how I forget. I think you're right. How do you put it up? Somebody, okay, yeah, Mindy put it up. Okay, they figured it out. But how do you put it up? I forget. Maybe it's up in the hamburger menu up there. I don't know. I'll figure it out later. It doesn't matter. All right, so Sister Mindy's going to share here in a minute. But let me share this one praise I just got in the mail from Sister Kara. So it's just one sentence. She goes, I want to praise the Lord for his chastisement and his love and mercy and continued strength throughout all my very many trials. Praise the Lord, dear sister. Amen. She says, God bless you all and happy Sabbath. Well, amen and amen and amen. Okay, so Sister Mindy, let me drop that. Let me unmute you. Well, no, she's already unmuted, so let me mute me.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. First of all, I want to praise the Lord for Pastor Nick's sermon this morning or this afternoon. It really touched my heart, and I just want to share with you all that, you know, to have a really close relationship with someone, you have to communicate, and that comes from both sides. And we communicate with God when we pray to him, with the Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray to the Holy Godhead, we communicate with them, and then they communicate with us when we read God's Word. And we have to have both of those to have a true relationship with our Lord, and for him to know us with us praying to him, and us to know him with us reading his Word. So I just want to, that just touched my heart, and I just wanted to share that with all of you, just how important it is to be in God's Word daily and to pray daily, especially in these end times. We have to have that close relationship with him. Otherwise, you know, we don't want to faint. We want to make it to the end without fainting. So keep that in mind, brothers and sisters. My first praise, and I thank you all for praying for baby Ophelia. I don't know if many of you remember. She's a 15-month-old baby that was having kidney failure, and she almost died. And I believe with our prayers, God is healing her. She's out of the hospital now, praise the Lord. And just to give you a backstory, my coworker Carrie, it's her niece, and she reached out and asked that we all pray for her, her little niece, and Ophelia. And her, Carrie's sister and brother-in-law, are from, you know, they were living in France, and they were in our area visiting their family when Ophelia became sick, and she had to be helicoptered to Children's Hospital with her, you know, health issues. And I just want to praise the Lord that when she was in the hospital, the doctors didn't know what was wrong with her, and they were going to send her home. Well, there happened to be a young intern that hadn't been there very long, and he did some research, and he found that she has a very rare disease, and this has to do with, I guess, bad genes, and it attacks the organs, and I believe the kidneys are the organs that it attacks first. And praise the Lord, this young intern, God gave him the wisdom to diagnose her issue that is very rare, and they were able to, you know, help her, of course, with God's help, to help her be able to live. If she would have been sent home, she probably would have died. So I praise the Lord for that. God is so good. And so keep her in your prayers. She's, you know, they're thinking she might down the road have to have a kidney transplant, but I'm praying that God will continue to heal her. I trust and have faith in him that she's in his hands. So thank you all for your prayers for little baby Ophelia. And they'll also have to stay in the States because, I guess in France, the health, the hospitals aren't as good as the ones in the States. And so, her dad is from France. So, pray that he's able to stay in the States. I guess he's having an issue. I guess you can only be in the States for so long when you're from another country. So, pray that he's able to be with his daughter. And I pray for that as well. My second praise is I just want to praise the Lord that he gave me the courage and the wisdom to speak with my boss about this coming Friday being my last day at where I work. I'm going on 12 years working for him, and the Lord showed me that he's closing the door, and he's opening up a new door for me. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be using the talent he blessed me with to make beautiful things that will bless others and make artwork with using scripture. And I'm excited about it. And I trust that he will help me to be able to make a living off of the talent he blessed me with. So so I praise the Lord for that. And my boss took it very well. He understood. I have a lot going on in my life, and I'm with my husband and praying for healing of our marriage. And being able to spend more time to work for the Lord as well. I feel like I shared before, you know, instead of being a recruiter for my company, I'm going to be a recruiter for God. And he gave me the talent to persuade people, so I'm going to persuade them to accept Christ into their life. And I just praise the Lord for that. And I praise the Lord. He's just so good. And we were able to go another 3 months on a forbearance on our mortgage. And so I'm praying that it's God's will that we're able to stay here, and I'll be able to make some income to be able to pay our mortgage. And so it's in his hands, whatever his will is. I trust and have faith in him. And I just want to thank you all for all your support and I'm just so blessed to have you as a church family. And praise the Lord for this chat room and that the children's study went well. I was a little nervous, but praise the Lord it went well, and we have this new chat room. And I love you all, and God bless.
Okay, I had to unmute it twice. All right, but thanks, Sister Minnie, for muting yourself, because otherwise I'd have to mute you, and then I think you can't unmute yourself. All right. But yeah, praise the Lord. Man, if anybody else has any other praises, I'm going to keep on checking my emails. But I understand that this might be a short testimony Sabbath because, oh, Brother Jerry just sent one. Because, yeah, we're switching over. This is the best way to switch over from the old chat room to the new one because I like during the times everybody else is talking on the praises and stuff, I can actually fix things because I just noticed Joe told me the direct messages or private messages on the text chat are not working for some reason. And so I just checked and it looks like they're enabled. But the only thing I can think of is refresh and see if that works. If it doesn't, let me know and I will look at it again. Okay, so hold on. Let me push that over. Oh, let me put the – oh, no, that's not – we're not Q&A Sabbath. We are going to be – okay, where is it here? Testimony, testimony. Bam. Okay, I love this picture. You know why I love this picture? And I praise God for this picture every time I see this picture. In the stream. You can't see it in the room. I mean, I could show it to the panelists, but everybody probably already knows what this is in the panelist area. But it looks like a hand pointing the finger up, doesn't it, in the back of the clouds. I was just getting ready to baptize someone. Was this in South Carolina or was this in Kentucky where we found that pond? I can't remember exactly where this was. But I was already in the water, and someone was walking towards me. But as I was walking in the water, I noticed the finger coming up behind the clouds. And then I told somebody, please take a picture, because I didn't have my phone. I'm in the water. And they gave it to me, and then I just made it into our testimony Sabbath. You know, so the Lord was, you know, all these souls were looking up towards Christ because of what we were doing that day. So praise the Lord. Brother Todd says, I praise the Lord for my salvation and for my health and my family's health, having work, for giving me the strength to tell my boss that once winter comes, I will need to leave work at 4:30 on Fridays. Amen. You know, let's see. Brother Gillis says, I ask for everyone to please pray for my ninth grandchild. The girl, Ori, is a nickname I gave her, and her mother's protection. Will do, brother. And I think I saw Gilbert had, oh, yeah, he has one up here. I thank the Lord that I have a ninth grandchild coming, and I have heard nothing negative for, I guess, a week or better, and that she is growing nicely despite her mother getting a first pregnancy, getting her first, her mother getting a first pregnancy shot or whatever, I don't know, whatever. And I want to praise the Lord, too. I got another grandbaby headed my way or our way. So a couple of them, actually, Courtney and Josh, you know, my two of my kids. Or having a, well, Josh ain't having a baby, but it's obviously his wife is. And so we got two more grandbabies coming. And I also want to praise the Lord that in one of them, who was allowed to go to sleep, she was miscarried. I praise the Lord for that because she gets to grow up, have her childhood in heaven. We're going to be able to raise her in heaven. Oh, man, I can't wait to get there, see that. Especially when she runs up the hills playing with Jesus. Okay, what was that? Did somebody just come in? It's hard to tell with that. Oh, that sounded like a direct message. Okay, let me, maybe the direct messages worked again. Let me, because that's, I think that sounds to me very similar. Now I got to find the browser that I was in. Here, let me get out of here. And, yep. I got a direct message from, it looks like from Alex, but it's working now. Okay, yeah, so just refresh. Like, cause, I guess this text chat every now and then will freeze up on you, too. I've noticed at the top of the text chat, it says, like, right now, it says 23 new messages since 2:04 p.m. I'm going to figure out a way to turn that off, unless you guys like it. But you could click on the left, it says jump to the first unread one, and you can start reading down. Or on the right, it says mark them all as unread, or as read, so you can stop it. So, direct message says you aren't part of any channels yet. Well, yeah, you got to click somebody's name, I think, and then when it pops up, you'll see on the left, it's got a little picture of it, two little chat bubbles, and then there's a camera in the middle, and then the three little dots. Click the little, two little chats, and that'll create a direct connection to the person you want to talk to. So, all right. Again, I should make a video about this. Get older. Okay. Do you know how to start the direct message? That's the thing. Anyway, we'll worry about that later. I've got, it's obviously working. It's just, it could be a glitch for some. Sister Frances, I praise the Lord that I can always bring up God and the Bible to my unbelieving neighbors when they come over to talk to me or when we meet on the road. I love the way our lovely, beautiful God intervenes when I need it. All praise to God. Amen and amen and amen. And because we had the neighbor from down the road come over yesterday, which she brought her new dog. And I've never seen my dog's hair. You know how the dog gets a hood when it gets upset or excited? This hood was on top of her head all the way down over her rump. And her rump looked like really, and she's a short haired dog. You know, she's a terrier, pit bull mix looking thing. And a mutt came around one day. It was a stray. We took her in. And, her rump, I never seen her hair stand up so perfect like that. It was amazing. All the way up her back. She wanted to get at that dog. She'd have tore it to shreds, too. I just, I do think she would. I remember what she did to Nick's dog. And that was a Great Dane. This little puny dog we got went after that Great Dane and pulled some hair out, nipped it. So anyway, Brother Todd sent me, I don't remember when he sent it, because this is another praise. He says, because I think he put something in the text chat there on the YouTube stream. But he said, we had a little baby born late last week. That's why I haven't been present at Sabbath Eve, Sabbath Sermon, or the Sunday men's study, Sunday study, which is still going to be all the studies. The difference now is with the studies is whoever runs the study is going to have to at least one time send you an invite to give you a link to come into the studies, and then you'll see what the real new chat room looks like. The little dinky thing. So it's like it'll fit on a cell phone. So, but because I don't know if I'm going to go live on WTPR with that, because that'll be too much of a, unless I can integrate. If I can integrate, then we're going to do it that way. Okay, because I got an email out to them, so I'm finding out sometime this week if we can integrate the WTPR stream that goes to Icecast, because I know Icecast and Shoutcast won't integrate into this chat room. So anyway, he had a little baby. And he says 4 days, the newborn had an infection in his blood. And so for 4 days, he was in the hospital with lots of prayer. His blood is perfect now. God bless me with three boys and a little girl. God bless. Praise the Lord. He is great. Amen and amen. Amen, brother. Amen and amen. Now, this last one, I got another one here in email. But let me check my email again and see if anybody else. Oh, I got an email, it's coming in the other emails. Brother Tim. Oh, Tim, I forgot about you. Are you in the, I think he's in the, are you in the chat? Oh, no, he can't respond. If he's on, he's probably just on WTPR. We've got 51 families in WTPR. Still didn't break a record, but 60 in the stream, and then how many here in the chat room? Because you can't really count the chat room, 28. Because everybody that's in the chat room, odds are, is already in WTPR. So I don't want to count this. Which shows you, half the people don't mind just listening in on WTPR. Well, that's always how it is every week, though. But 28 that like the text, they comment. So Tim says, I would like to praise the Lord for answered prayer, the truth I have learned and still learning. Happy Sabbath, everyone, and God bless. That's Brother Tim from Ark, Kansas. The Kansas with the Ark in it. And then I got a really strange, this one here is from Rwanda. The first name, I don't know if this is a woman. Oh, it's a man. It says, my name is Didace, D-I-D-A-C-E. I'm not going to say the last name. I couldn't pronounce it if I tried. It starts with an M. Let's just put it that way. And he's a brother in Christ from Rwanda. Here, let me pop this out so that I can put it on the main screen and read it. Okay. I'm very much pleased to let you know that your ministry has been very helpful to me in the past 5 years because it's rich for content. Now, by the way, this is the kind of emails I like to get from foreign nations and stuff. But don't tell them this, because what usually happens from like Rwanda, Kenya, South Africa area, you know, you'll get an email that's perfect English. And they're, of course, asking for money, right? And this, I don't know what this guy is asking for, if anything, but we'll see here in a minute. But and then when I respond, I go, okay, could you give me a statement of faith? What is it you believe? Do you claim a denomination and so forth and so on and so forth? And then they send me back an email with broken English. I says, oh, so you bought the original email. In other words, they're scammers. And so, because if they can't answer your question with perfect English or with the same broken English that they started with, then you can't trust them. They're scammers. Past 5 years, because its rich full content has been the greatest school of theology I never thought it would easily find, or I would easily find. It's by no exaggeration to let you, now the reason I'm slowing down is because instead of saying Y-O-U, he just puts a letter U, and that's a lot of words are like that in here. I think he texts a lot. You know. So anyway, he says, to let you know that Remnant of God Ministry, which is actually Presence of God Ministry, Remnant of God is the URL, has been the first richest website among hundreds, if not thousands I have found to be the richest one. Okay. One thing more to let you know is that your documentation, such various historical quotes on various topics, such as these one related to the man of sin, these ones, okay, well, I don't know, man of sin have really helped, I love the way he spells, anyway, have really helped to enrich my two prophetic books that I am coming at the end of them very soon. I am Seventh-day Adventist, so I'm going to be talking to him. But he says in parentheses, very conservative, historic, not liberal. Okay, so he understands what's going on in the church. So that'll be a little easier for me to break the ice. For about 5 to 7 years, and I am very thankful to our Lord Jesus for having used to build us such a great, okay, see, must have meant having you used to build such a great website with such documentation. May God Almighty. That's how he ends it. But then he also says, dear pastor, it's been about 5 years that I came across your website, but I've been searching for now I would get in touch with you. But I was almost impossible, or it was more obviously. But now I am find way to write for you, to tell you that you love for the truth, your spiritual patriotism to the spreading of the gospel, your love for the truth, the way you expose errors no matter what. Yeah, because you can't, you know, partiality, you can't use partiality. No matter, if my wife was to go off the path, I'd have to, you know, if she refused to get back on, we would have to do as Matthew 18 would say. And then he says, all these traits plus many more have shaped my evangelism. Your integrity has truly shaped my current evangelistic level. Really, Pastor Nicholas, have truly, to the number, changed my life. Praise the Lord. May God really make us stronger by stronger, ever the final. I just love it because you can tell by the culture, his culture, by the way, he types. And then he finishes by saying, anyway, I look forward to being in contact with you more and more in the future. Didace M., Brother in Christ, Rwanda. Oh, yeah, amen. This is an amazing email. I'm going to highlight it so that I get back. I don't forget to get back to him. So boink, make it a yellow category. And then let me scroll the panelists and see if anybody's got their hands up. Nobody does. Okay, let's see. Okay, then it's okay. I got this one here from. Well, I got two. I got one from Jerry, Brother Jerry, and then Sister Daniela. Sister Daniela says, "Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. My husband and I have a simple praise today." And by the way, I do have one from Brother Samuel, but it would have taken 12 to 15 minutes to read it, so I asked him to summarize it. So I guess he's either doing it or he's going to do it for next time. He says, "Last week, we were cooking a stock. During the process, we decided to go to the lake for the walk. We then realized while walking that the food might have still been on. We said a quick prayer and then asked for the Lord's protection. Upon turning home, we found the food was indeed still on and our house was safe and our stock was delicious. Praise the Lord." Your sister Christ, Daniela, amen and amen. Because I know that you can burn a house down with that. You know, you boil out all the stock. I guess it was soup she was talking about. And then the pot starts getting hot and it sparks and does whatever it does. I don't know if she's using electric or gas heat stove, but praise the Lord. So amen. Okay, then I got this one from save and close. Okay, so I got this one here from Brother Jerry. Did somebody just come in to unmute their mic? Because I just heard something there. Yep, Eli. Eli, mute your mic, please. Because it's making strange noises on my side. Well, maybe he stepped away because it sounds like he's talking way in the distance. He's on the other side of the room. Okay, he muted it. Okay. Yeah, because that's the neat thing. You know, we can have two or three people if you want, or 20 people talking on the mic at the same time. I love that feature because it's kind of like, you know, listening to a podcast of somebody interviewing someone, you know, like when we have our little church meetings last few times, you know, to figure out this stuff, it was awesome to be able to just, everybody can just chime in whenever they want, like Skype. And it does video just like Skype, only we can really clean up the video. It'd be better. But we won't be using that for chat room for church. So Brother Jerry, he says, God answered my prayer regarding tetanus. Recently, out of nowhere, my right jaw became stiff and swollen. Whoa. I could not think of why this happened because I started to eat only clean food. I prayed to God to please show me where I went wrong. A few days later, while I was playing crossword at work after lunch, one of the crossword clues was lockjaw. Ooh. Yeah, that amazing. Out of the, well, to which the answer was tetanus. Okay, and we know about this. One of my wife's cousins had this, and when she was at our wedding, if I'm not mistaken, I remember her at the reception. Her entire mouth was closed. Right? Am I mistaken? Yeah, that's lockjaw. She had tetanus, so she. Cousin Babs, yeah, I remember that was her name. But it was closed completely, right? It wasn't just one side? Okay. Oh, good. Yeah, Gilbert's got his hand up. Okay, hold on a second. Let me finish reading this, Gilbert, and I'll drop my mic. So the answer was tetanus. It was then that I realized I had lockjaw. I took a tetanus shot a few years back before I found out the truth about pharmakia. And I knew I got tetanus from the tetanus vaccine itself. Nonetheless, I also found out about vitamin C is one of the most potent antiviral, antibacterial, antibiotic, etc. You know, so I bought oranges and ate a lot of them. My lockjaw healed in a few days with God-given natural oranges. Wow. See, don't forget this, brothers. You know, they think the AMA thinks they're all that. You know, and the neat thing here is just like with insulin, let me finish what he says here. God is such a blessing to all humanity, but I also will not take any COVID vaccine. Amen. In case they force it upon me, I will eat lemons to kill the effects of the vaccine. Wow. Did anybody do research on that? Because I know they might force some of us by sitting on my chest and jabbing my arm, but that's about the only way. Anyway, he says, I have learned so much from God through your ministry. God bless. God bless you too, my brother. I want to know how that, if that lemon stuff works. I don't think they're going to make it mandatory for the vaccine because that's the scuttlebutt now, but they'll sneak it in some way in where they may go so far as to say, you can't work here, you can't shop here, that kind of a thing. Well, you know, work from home, shop at Amazon. So anyway, okay, so let me drop my mic, Brother Gilbert, because that's it for me, unless I get another one. Let me just check my email real quick before I drop the mic. Well, I did get something. Oh, it's just Jerry just sent me the repeat of the... Oh, let's see, sister... Okay, yeah, I'm going to explain that to Sister Janet. She's on the I'll show you how to fix that in a minute, sister, after church. Like during fellowship, I'm going to show you how to fix it. She sent me an email, and I know exactly what's happening here. All right, so Brother Gilbert, let me drop my mic, and let me unmute you first. Let's see. Now you got to unmute yourself. Okay, can we hear him?
Can we hear you?
We can hear you. Let me mute myself now.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can you hear me? I'm just going to go on. I praise the Lord for so much. There's just, the Lord has been good in so many areas. I'm going to go. There's just, I can't say it enough. The Lord, praise the Lord for my salvation. Thank you, Lord, that from the time that I was a contractor in Oman to the point where the Lord led me to this place, I knew a few things then, but it's just absolutely stratospheric now. You know, I mean, so many answers have come as far as what's going on in the world, and I'm going to go to an old saying that came from a movie regarding the Wizard of Oz, you know, where it said that, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. In coming to this place, thank you, Lord, I have found the man behind the curtain. And I mean, it's been absolutely something ever since. Thank you, Lord, for opening my eyes to so many things, showing so much truth. The very thing and I praise God that when the Lord showed me that Jesus himself kept the Sabbath, that was it for me. You know, I was locked in. Thank you, Lord. I was locked in ever since. That's what got me on keeping the Sabbath. I mean, you know, you call yourself a Christian, that's what you do. He kept the Sabbath, so do you. You know, and in regards to what was said early about that, about someone miscarrying a baby, I have this to say. Thank the Lord that is one less soul for the devil to lie to. I will say that over and over and over. When they leave early like that, that's one less person for the devil to lie to. Praise the Lord for that. One less trophy stolen out of his case. I thank the Lord for my salvation. I thank the Lord that I have a job. I thank the Lord that I have, that my wife and I have a roof over our heads. Thank you that we have food to eat, clothes to wear. I have a job that allows me to keep the Sabbath. I have access to a vehicle. Ori is growing nicely. Thank you, Lord, regardless of the fact that, yes, you know, just like Pastor stated earlier, that she had a that her mother had a pregnancy shot. And I ask, please pray for Ori and her mother. This thing with dealing with, you know, the hospitals, the doctors and things like that, they just got to have a hand in everything. But thank the Lord that there is just you know, he's telling me in no uncertain terms, I'm right here. I heard everything you said. The Lord is just plain good. That's just the way it is. Thank the Lord that he answered prayer, that a new chat room is found. Thank the Lord that, you know, that the so many ways are being found out. This is how you work this. This is how you work that. This is how you work the other. And thank the Lord for helping Pastor with technical issues. Again, the Lord's been answering prayer. And there's just so much to say, but I'm going to stop right here. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. And I'm just going to say to those of you that are typing out there, type your praises into the room, you know, over on YouTube. Thank the Lord we can all read, okay? Typing in your praise to the Lord is just as good as talking on the mic. You know, there's just so many ways to give the Lord praise. So, you know, I worship God. I praise God. I thank the Lord. I am not worthy of his goodness. I'm not worthy of his goodness. I'm not worthy of his goodness. I'm not worthy of his goodness. And, hey, I just thank the Lord that he just plain is good. I worship the Lord. I praise the Lord. I thank the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much for sharing. Yeah, I just noticed that Brother Gilbert's in YouTube and the new chat room. And so, yeah, he's not in the new text chat room, I don't think. Or here, let me check real quick here. Nope. And that's another neat thing. Since there's so many people that have subscribed to the new chat room, you can actually search by username. I just type in GIL. He's not there. And I just look for Sister Janet. She's not there, so I know what's happening with her. So let me check my email one more time, and then we'll close in prayer. Well, we'll have some a song, and then we'll close in prayer. Let me check here. Oh, Samuel sent a shortened version. Clifford sent one, too, so it'll be a few more minutes. Praise the Lord. More praises. All right, so this first one here I'm going to share from Clifford. I think I got Samuel mixed up with Clifford because of, I'm not going to say the parts of their names are similar. It's really uncanny the way it looks. And now that they're both on top of each other in my emails, one, it's just really neat. One has a last name that's similar to the other one's first name. It's just really, really neat. All right, so let me pop this out so I can read it to everybody here. All right, he says, hi, brother. Again, this is Brother Clifford. He says, I would like to share my praise. For a couple of months now, we have been in a terrible situation where we got mocked and cursed for our faith and people shunning us and treating us very bad. They humiliated us almost daily, and even a couple of times it got physical. The Almighty, by his grace, has established us and put his hand around us, or his hands around us, and we are in excellent spirit, and for more than a month now, we are being left alone. He also blessed us with the ability to keep going as a testimony. Amen. Sounds like the early years in the 1011 Day House, where one Sunday, because I was still a Sunday keeper, my wife and my seven children, and I think she was pregnant with the eighth, had to walk through a gauntlet because all my siblings were visiting my parents. And it was, but the hate was just so sad. Almost made me weep right there in front of everybody. Because we had to walk through them because my parents lived under us. We were on a two-bedroom kitchenette, all 10 of us living there for 1,011 days. So I know what you're going through here, bro. And then he says, I started this past month to put every aspect of my life, my children, and our home in the hands of the Almighty Father. The Almighty Father is teaching me in so much love and patience to align all of our lives with his will. Struggle or stumble, he helps me in so much with so much loving care. I had a very difficult decision to make with a closed relationship, and I was not clear on what I should do, or close relationship, I guess. I'm not clear what I should do. I prayed and searched the scripture for an answer, and he gave me direction and clarity in two different passages. He also gave me the strength to follow his direction, even when I was too weak and it was painful. I just wanted to say thank you for his grace, mercy, and love. I lastly just wanted to say thank you to the Almighty Father for everything he is to me and my children. We live each day just by his grace and mercy. Regards, Brother Clifford. Amen. Amen, my brother. And I think he's the one from South Africa, if I'm not mistaken. I can double check, and I must do that because otherwise I'll feel like an idiot. No, I go by last names here. Let's see. Yep. Yes, he's the one. That's how if you knew his last name, Brother Samuel, you know why I got you guys mixed up. And so anyway, but this is, now I'm going to share Brother Samuel's testimony that he shortened for me. Praise the Lord. He said, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I just thought I'd say, I'm not from South Africa, Pastor. I am from England, the UK. But I used to live in a place in England called South End, which I mentioned a few times. So I see where the confusion came in. I'm fine with this mistake. By the way, just thought I'd say, LOL. Okay. Anyway, he goes, I want to thank you. He says, I want to thank the Lord for being with me and allowing me to get closer to him during the trials I have been going through. I thank the Lord for the last month's testimony service. Wow, that was such a blessing. Yeah, me too. It was awesome. Longest one ever, best one ever. And he says, I can say that since that testimony service was natural, my natural healing from bowel disease has gotten better and better, and I am now having more days with no bleeding than with symptoms and the pain I was having that left like someone was sawing at my gut. That's gone, he said. That pain is gone. Remind me, I know I had something like that when I was a child. All of a sudden, I was just double over. And then he says, I know the end is in sight, and the full healing is not far away now. I have a water purifier the Lord has blessed me with, so I have pure water to drink. And my granddad drove me to South End to collect the rest of my stuff I had left there, which included my colloidal silver generator. So when I start drinking that again, it's just going to make things even better. Thanks once again for all your prayers. And then he goes on to say that last month I went to live at my grandparents' house as I was going through natural healing. My grandparents have two houses, but my two aunties were living in the spare house and would also stay at the other house now and again. Now, I never even knew this, but it just so happened that both of them happened to be moving out last month, and because of this, my grandma told me that I can stay living at the spare house for as long as I like. Wow. Even after I am healed and start looking for work, and I can just give my granddad a very minimal rent of about £100 a month. It's like 150 US, I think, right? 125 maybe. I think it's 125. Anyway, even though this house is in the suburbs of London, it's so quiet you wouldn't know it. There is a beautiful garden that gets visited by wildlife. It's a lovely old detached home. I never felt so blessed, and it makes such a difference to being cooped up in a tiny apartment in a block of flats. I'm excited to get back doing the work. London is basically the metropolis of Europe, with so many souls in need of the truth from all over the world coming here, and there are lots of strategic areas to preach where hundreds of people are gathered together at once. The main city is only 30 minutes away by train, so I will be going there to preach the truth once I'm fully healed. You know, I wish they had situations like that, or cities or villages like that in the U.S., man. I'd love to be able, because you go into these you know, like these events, like sporting events or whatever. Everybody's drunk, you know. It's just, oh. And he goes, he has another short one here. He goes, another praise I have is that for some reason I had sent the original 1884 Great Controversy book I ordered from Mary Beth to where my younger brother lives. So a few weeks ago, he came to me, came to give me the parcel. It just so happened that he was at a cafe, my grandma, with my grandma when I went to get the parcel from him. So I opened it in front of them and explained to my grandma what it was. To my surprise, there was three books instead of one that I ordered. Thank you, Lord. My grandma, who is an avid reader, then asked me if she could have one to read. I hope she is blessed by it. I know I sure am. Amen. I want to thank the Lord that you got the new conference room server sorted out and for answering all our prayers regarding this. It sounds really good from what I've heard. I have a lot more to share, but I will save it for the next testimony Sabbath. Amen. God bless you all, Brother Samuel. So amen, my brother. Amen and amen. And the reason he said it sounds a lot better, if you saw my blog entry, I put a list, and I think I forgot a few things that were in that list that said the things that we can do with this new text chat when, or this new audio text chat, when they decide to fix it to, you know, to where we can use the text chat where everybody can be in this new one rather than just using this other text chat where WTPR is, which works better. Because I mean, the text chat in this new server is a corporate kind of a thing. I mean, places like Verizon, they use these things, right? And there's no emoticons, or, you know, emojis. There's none of that. It's just boring. No colors, nothing. And nor is the new text chat. We don't have color on that one either, I don't think. But here's the things we can do with it, and I'll end with this. But let me check my email. Okay, I got nothing. All right, good. This new server that we got, it's only 20 deep at this point. It will be 100, 150 deep, 200, 500, whatever we need it for. But it says it, and, well, I'll show that in a minute. But since we got the smaller version of it, it was under $1,000. The one we were looking at for 100 users was $5,000, but with the discounts, it was $3,700. And he gave us free live streaming. I mean, it already has interactive meetings, but he gave us a live streaming thing, which is has some differences to it, which is better. That is only found in the $8,000 version of the server. So we got that for free, even with this when he degraded it from 100 down to 20 users. But this server works on iPhone, Android, Windows, Mac, Linux, and even Unix. In short, it works flawlessly across all platforms. And let me see, what are some of the features here that I, and I want to close with this. It has screen sharing, polling, you know, you could do a poll, private messaging, up to two separate meeting rooms now because we got the cheaper version. But I don't even know how to open up a room. And there's nothing in the manual about it, so I'm waiting on an email back on that. Hand raising like we used to have for the microphones and the video broadcasts it has, as well as simultaneous usage of the video and the audio at the same time. So if we're 5 or 10 people in the room, we can all be talking like on Skype with cameras and everything. And so what else? There are also features to import video and websites directly into the room in real time, whiteboard presentations. You can, you know, you could draw on the canvas or even on the, you can draw on the screen. Like annotation, you know, you can't do that in YouTube or in XSplit. And all the rooms can be wide open or password protected for private meetings or many is more. And so there's also a couple other nice features on the security end of things that that can be turned on and turned off, which I don't need to go into. But this new check server, I want to praise the Lord for, because after almost five weeks of, you know, up till 2 o'clock in the morning, minimum 2 o'clock in the morning, we finally got it to where it's working the way it is, but the audio, we're only going to use the audio until they fix the text chat part of it. to our liking. I'm not going to go for it if it's just fixed to their liking. You know, it has to be usable. And I really like this new text chat, because all the, like when we were singing, some of the people were putting in all these beautiful pictures. The emojis in here are just amazing, some of the stuff you could put in this room. I'm trying to figure out if there's a way that we could put pictures. I think you can put pictures in this room, but I haven't had time to look at all the features of it. So praise the Lord, we have the new chat room. It is solid. It is a physical server, so if they shut down Flash, if they shut down anything, it doesn't matter. Even if they shut down Java, it doesn't matter. This server is technology. It's not just software. It's a little miniature. It looks like a router, to be honest with you. It's a little bigger than a router. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. Let me check my emails one more time, and then we'll have music and then have fellowship. So let me drop the – oh, wait, I think Arthur sent one. Oh, no, Joel sent one saying, we praise the Lord for his mercies each morning. I am also asking for prayers for Juanita's healing from spiritual attacks. Thank you and remain blessed, Brother Joel. So, amen, we will definitely. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put her on my prayer list right now. Hold on, since he emailed it to me, it makes it so much easier for me. Boom, you're on our permanent prayer list there, brother. And then... okay, good. Some of the people are giving me screenshots of their problems, why they can't get into the new text version of the chat room. Brother Arthur says, I want to praise God for a new grandchild on the way. Amen. Well, we got a lot of small humans coming around, huh? This is from a daughter-in-law who wasn't supposed to ever be able to have children. Oh, wow. This is now her second miracle child. The first was a grandson. So, amen. Thank God, Brother Arthur. So amen, brother. Praise the Lord. Let's see. What do we got here? I have registered on the new W2Grad trial. User not found. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because there. Now I know what's happening. I think the same thing's happening with Janet. So I'm going to share that here in a minute. You check my email one last time. Okay. Nothing new. All right, all right. Let me drop the mic. Brother Dwayne is going to share a short song. So you can unmute yourself there, Dwayne. Or unless, okay, there he goes. All right, so you're going to be hearing music here. As a matter of fact, you can start at any time, and I'll just shut up. So...
I love the dream that I feel when I get together here. That is wonderful, beautiful, oh, the dream that I feel when I get together here. That is wonderful, beautiful, oh, what a sight to see all the happy faces, praising God in heaven.
Together we
I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. Love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. Are that night just to see all the happy faces, bringing joy in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. Love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people.
Amen. There's those pictures again. It's awesome. I found a bunch. You can actually search, you know, put in the search. I put in words like music or horn or trumpet. And yeah, I just found it. I had to put in keyboard to get the piano looking thing. And so praise the Lord. That was beautiful. That was all the women singing at one of the camp meetings that we had recently. Well, not all the women. There was just a few. Oh, no. That was what over at Eli's place. Yeah, on the that was a camp meeting on the West Coast. Yeah, that was, I think it was Eli's place or someone's, huh? Yeah, the people from the Philippines were there too. Yeah, this is before things went bad over there. But, well, it was prophesied to happen, so we're doing what we should be doing. So, if you can kneel, let's finish in prayer. Oh, man, my body's hurting. Fran and I had to install something yesterday, and I had to crawl around, and it wasn't easy. Getting old. All right, so please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very much for blessing us the way you have. Thank you for letting us do this church service. You know, a few of the people weren't able to get into the text chat, but looks like everybody was able to make it into the audio section of it, and so we're good there. So thank you, Father, for blessing us and answering our prayers in regards to all this. And thank you for blessing everyone that's doing the work with a strong hedge of angels around us, Father, so that we can continue doing it. And thank you for giving us the means to do it, because that in and of itself is just amazing, in trusting us to do this. And so thank you for blessing us, the work, the workers, and everyone on our prayer list, especially those that are lost. We offer this prayer and all these praises that we just shared unto you. And none of them would have been possible without your amazing Son, your most beloved, your only begotten, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.